Oh, Ben Arroyo, with your Seattle Symphony and your patrons all elegantly dressed and sipping white wine. But a totally different crowd is packing the seats while the symphony's on summer break. Think guys in shorts with energy drinks being anything but subdued.
You know, it's sort of like the Beatles coming to Prince Albert Hall.
That's Doug Lombardi, and he's having a really good day as one of the organizers of a five-day computer gaming event called The International. It's the next generation of sports, electronic or esports.
So is this like the Olympics for esports?
It's sort of becoming that.
One computer game is being played here, and it's called Defense of the Ancients, Dota for short, Dota 2 if you want to get it right. There are 16 teams from as far away as Sweden and China. Two of them face off, each sitting in soundproof booths on stage at Ben Arroyo Hall, underneath a humongous screen that's streaming the match to 2,500 people in the audience. Millions of people around the world are also watching it live online.
You know, 10, 15 years ago, you would look at the kids skateboard, right? And everybody was like, what's with these kids on skateboards? Well, you know, 5 or 10 years from now, it, you know, X Games or the next new thing on ESPN, I think might look something like this.
This is serious business, not only for Valve, the Bellevue company that built this game, but for the 5-player teams, some of which are professionally sponsored. So they're all dressed in matching tracksuits. Whichever team wins the championship on Sunday walks away with $1.4 million. Florangela Davila, KPLU News.